Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Swing and a base hit into right field. Kike Hernandez coming home. Bay's desperate throw is late, and the Dodgers decimate the Pirates with a series sweep. Another one-run loss for the Pirates.
Yep, they've lost seven straight games. They're in last place in the NL Central, 11 games behind the Milwaukee Brewers. They're five games back of a wild card spot. Only the Nationals, the Rockies, and the Marlins have a worse record in the NL. And this is year five of the Ben Cherington experiment, a year where they were supposed to be, at worst, an improved team. We figured a team that would finish above 500. But the goal at and around the trade deadline, with the way that they played in July, was this team can make the postseason. The owner said 100% the goal is to make the postseason. They were buyers, adding three players to the Major League roster at the trade deadline, and here they are, but an afterthought in the National League standings. And you hate to do this, but here's the cruel reality. You're 5 years in. You've got Paul Skeens. You still have one of the best starting rotations in the National League. And you're five games under 500. If this team finishes where it is right now, or even close to where it is right now, how in the world do you come back with both Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton? I don't think you can, man. I just don't.
How could you be confident in it changing? Just like, you know, what you're saying. Like, how could you bring the same regime back and think that it's going to be positive? How do you think it's going to change? You're not only flirting with, you know, this year obviously going down the drain, which it already is, but you're flirting with wasting years of one of the most talented pitchers we've seen in the last decade. Like, that is fireable. Like, and I hate to do that, but whatever regime is in place right now, clearly it hasn't worked. It isn't working. You tried to make it work and it went backwards. Seems like nobody's on the same page. It seems like that they can't, you know, muster wins in the difficult moments. You know, the teams that are tested, the teams that are decent teams and good teams and the most successful teams are tested in those moments whenever they need to win, and then they figure out ways to win, especially against teams that are neck and neck with them chasing the same goal. Like, those are the teams that you can see panning out. And the Pirates showed us in the last two series, that they aren't there yet, or they aren't there or even close. And especially against the Dodgers this series, it was very evident that it is the time is running out, the energy is running out, and the want seems to be running out, and which is a shame. It's a shame that this is where they're at right now, because there was a lot of hope of them being something this year.
A week ago.
We had a different feeling. It's really a shame. It's really a shame, because everybody is reverting backwards. It's not just one person. It's not just the manager. It's not just the GM. It's almost everybody. at this point. Again, we've seen this happen earlier in the season. It's happening again right now.
David Bednar has been horrendous.
Yes.
He's been horrendous. And I have to wonder if he has ever been healthy from the start of the year till now, if he's had a nagging issue. Like, that's what I have to wonder, because he's been an all-star. He was the last 2 years an all-star. His ERA is around 6. He had a terrible start. He's been terrible now his last 4 or 5 appearances. In between, he was converting saves, but I don't think we ever felt like he reached his A game. And so a lot of people have said, you're paying Aroldis Chapman $10.5 million. Make him your closer. He has been very good. And okay, I do understand that point. I probably would have done that if I were Derek Shelton, but Colin Holderman ain't pitched well. In fact, he's been abysmal. Before this latest stretch, he was the bad pitcher in the back end of the bullpen. And then now it's Bednar, but that's only because Colin Holderman is on the IL, and I don't think he's really hurt. That's just me saying it.
Of course.
I don't think he's really hurt. I haven't heard that. Maybe I'm totally off, but come on. Makes a lot of sense that you would put that guy on the IL. I called for it before they did it, because you can't have him in the bullpen. You can't do that with Bednar, too. You can't do that with two of your three quote-unquote best relievers. And so people say, well, it should be Chapman. Okay, well, Holderman, when he was up here, was still going to have to pitch. Bednar still has to pitch. So if Bednar's not blowing it in the eighth, guess what? He's probably blowing it in the... If he's not blowing it in the ninth, I should say, he's probably blowing it in the eighth, or he's blowing it in the seventh, or he's blowing it in the sixth. The bigger issues for me are, it's year 5. You fancy yourself, and we'll play some of Ben Cherington's comments from yesterday, because he still feels like this. You fancy yourself still in a quote-unquote playoff pennant race, and Jiwon Bae's playing right field for you in year 5? Like, Jiwon Bae's a guy that plays for you, and then you bring him up like a decade later. Hey, remember when they really stunk and they tried that whole Jiwon Bae thing? They're supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm.
He can't field. He can't hit. I don't know what that guy does well. He can't throw. That guy stinks. And he's playing right field for you instead of a guy like Brian De La Cruz, who you acquired at the deadline. That's what you talk about, Dorn, when you say not being on the same page, Derek Shelton in the front office. You had Jordan Beeks, whatever the hell his name is, Jalen Beeks, sitting on ice in the previous Dodgers series instead of facing a lefty who was 4-for-20 against lefties in the season. And I'm guessing Ben Cherington's pulling his hair out. Well, now you've got a team that has struggled, and one of your trade deadline acquisitions, who has been horrific, you're going to play Jiwon Bae instead of him? Maybe that's on Shelton. It's on Cherington to not get better options. It's everything. Mm-hmm. Everything's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's year 5, and you're trotting out the Yasmani Grandals of the world, and you're trotting out the Jiwon Bae's of the world, and one of your best players is a guy that you wouldn't have even acquired if your number one overall pick actually carried his weight this year.
Right. It's a shame. It's a shame. I watched that game last night, yesterday, and I was just like, I can't believe that this is where they're at. But actually, at the same time, I can believe it, because there was a lot of telling signs.
Yeah.
A lot. Whenever they played Arizona, whenever they played the Padres, two teams that are in the race that they're fighting for a spot against, they looked like better teams. They did. Like, I mean, you know, even though the Pirates fought in some of those games, those other teams, they look like better teams. So I just, you know, it's disappointing, but at the same time, I see where you're saying, like, you know, 5 years in,
huh?
Supposed to be this year, supposed to be going for it, and you just can't figure out ways to make it happen.
No.
Can't. And that, you know, we talk about this during football season, we talk about this during hockey season, we talk about this right now. It points to one direction, and that's up top. You know, it points to... The manager usually points to the coach. It points to the GM. Like, everything filters down through them. The message, I don't know what it is, but it can't be the same message next year.
No, it can't.
Or you're just going to be in the same spot.
This year would have felt like a failure if they merely finished above 500. Like, if we go a couple weeks back, I think we even talked about it. Like, does it need to be a playoff team for it to be a success? And I think the answer was yes. And now you're looking at a team that's 5 games under, that's won one of its last 10 games, that's in last place in what is not a good NL Central. And here's the way it was supposed to look this year, man. Like, Skeens was supposed to be good. Probably not as good as he's been. But you knew he would help you because he's Paul freaking Skeens. And Jared Jones was going to be part of your rotation. And they thought their rotation would be good. Thought your bullpen would be the strength of the team. But you also thought you'd hit home runs. Because you thought Henry Davis would be your everyday catcher. And even though he's got a frying pan for a mitt, you figured that that guy would hit some home runs. He's been in AAA for most of the year. You thought Jack Sawinski might be your everyday center fielder and flirt with 30 home runs. It hasn't happened. If those two things happen, you might be in a different spot right now. In fact, you probably are in a different spot right now. Where's the development? There's been no development.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, Jack Sawinski regressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've looked at his AAA numbers, Dorn. He's hitting below 200 in AAA.
Oh, wow.
He's done. He's finished. It's over. At least Henry Davis is killing the ball down there. And maybe we'll see him sooner rather than later. But those guys were supposed to blossom. They haven't. Bednar's taking a step back. Holderman's taking a step back. A guy that I thought was a potential future piece of the rotation, Ronzi Contreras, isn't at the team on the team anymore. I'm sure there's a long list of players that we can argue needed to be better. You think about Michael A. Taylor, hit 21 homers last year. You bring him in, he doesn't do jack. You bring in Edward Olivares, you think he's got some pop, and you have to replace him with another Edward Olivares. So it's been a failure of the staff from a developmental standpoint, which I put, at least at the big league level, on the manager. And I put it on the manager because he's got Andy Haynes and refuses to let go of Andy Haynes. We've got kind of a Matt Canada thing going on here where the head coach is protecting his dude the way that Mike Tomlin for so long would not get rid of Matt Canada. So you got to put that on the manager. And then just the pieces that they've brought in, most of them have not worked. And so it's both. And if you come back next year, if this is how things wind up, if they struggle, if they collapse the way that they have, if it looks a lot like 2011 when we're looking back on this thing, you can't bring both of them back, and I don't think you could. You probably can't bring either of them back.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.